This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have a look at Kansas home insurance costs this morning with editor Kirk Semenoff of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. A five-year analysis of rates shows that Kansas is the third most expensive state for home insurance. Kansas homeowners pay 93% more than the national average for insurance, according to a LendingTree study of home insurance data across the country. Homeowners in our state pay an average of more than $5,400 annually, and that's only behind our neighbors to the north in the number two spot and our neighbors to the south in the number one spot. Oklahoma pays about $700 more per year. Inflation and severe Midwest weather are the biggest factors in the rate increases. Despite many residents expressing concerns about traffic and property values, the Derby City Council this week approved a zoning request that will allow Tractor Supply Company to build a 22,000-square-foot store at Meadowlark Boulevard and Rock Road. The zoning was approved by a 5-3 vote over objections from residents in the nearby Broadmoor Hills neighborhood. The Tractor Supply store will have an outdoor sales area almost as large as the indoor square footage. Tractor Supply still must submit a site plan with the City of Derby before construction can begin. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
So because of storm damage, I guess, then the home insurance is just costs a whole lot more in Kansas than the national average, huh?
That seems right, although haven't we been told or haven't we seen that Tornado Alley has kind of moved to the southeast a little bit?
That's what I was thinking, too. We don't see nearly as many tornadoes as we have in the past, and Delta, you know, the National Weather Service will verify that. But I guess we see a lot of hail and we do see a lot of high wind with these severe thunderstorms, I guess, huh?
Yes, you sound like you could be an insurance agent.
Well, my dad was. So maybe so.
It's in your blood.
No, I don't favor high home insurance costs. I got to pay it too, you know.
Yes, sir. I know. Not easy. It's not fun. It's opening up that bill.
That's right. Paying bills is never fun. Okay. All right. Well, we did get some rain last night. I don't know where you live, but did you get some rain at your place?
Oh my goodness! Yes, the backyard is underwater. Gonna need to mow the grass, but it's not going to dry out until maybe Sunday. I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm in the same boat. I'm going to need to mow, but you don't want to get out there when it's too wet because then you get that mud gets all over the wheels, and I've got to clean that off and clean out. Yeah, it makes it two different jobs. One is to mow, and the other is to clean up your equipment. So it may be a while. All right, River Festival starting tomorrow. We'll talk about that then. I guess we don't need to talk about that now. Let's talk about International Day of United Nations Peacekeepers, an opportunity to appreciate the invaluable contribution of the uniformed and civilian personnel who work for the organization. The day honors over 4,000 peacekeepers who have lost their lives while serving under the UN flag since its inception in 1948. It's kind of personal for me. My son, when he was an Air Force officer, actually served with the UN peacekeeping force in the Republic of Georgia. That was when the Russians tried to take mm-hmm. Georgia. And Scott was there. He's kind of a high-ranking liaison between the U.S. military and all the UN peacekeepers. He said the guys from South Korea actually saved his bacon one time when the Russians showed up wanting to know where the guy who spoke Russian, the American, was. And the South Koreans said, oh, he's gone. Wow. So anyway, that's actually happened. But anyway, I'm a fan of the UN. I sometimes see they don't ever get anything done, but gosh, sometimes I imagine they have prevented some nasty things from happening. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
UN peacekeepers. Yeah. All right. Let's see. 7:53, Stephen Dent. That's all I got. That's all of my information for the whole morning, except I know that you are upset, Kirk, that Joann Fabric is closing, right?
Yes. Yeah. Where will my daughter get all of her stitching material?
Well, see, your daughter's, my wife's a big fan of Joann's. They did some business. You know, the bad thing is they should have just advertised on the radio, then they'd still be around.
Yeah.
I never heard of Joann's.
We're in the Business Journal, yes.
The Business Journal. Mm-hmm. I never saw, I don't think they had a very aggressive campaign there. What do you think?
Another opportunity missed.
Yeah. They should have just asked Steve and Ted and Kirk what to do, but there you go. Opportunities lost. Kirk, thank you, sir. We will check with you again next hour here with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. 7:34, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Got a birthday, Ted. Somebody we know, Patrick Murphy's having a birthday. Remember Patrick Murphy?
Of course I do.
Patrick worked with us
former
for a
co-worker,
time.
Yeah.
A tall guy.
Yes.
And a good listener, too. He listened to Steve and Ted. It was a real, when he was working with us, he was a big supporter of ours.
Yes.
He would encourage us to keep going, guys. You're doing a great job. Patrick Murphy, happy birthday to him today.
Yeah, I miss having him around.
Got any birthdays today?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he had a great sense of humor, and he was very good with the web and all that. Yeah, good guy. Patrick Murphy. Go ahead, sir.
It's our one of our senators' birthday today.
Really?
Senator Jerry Moran is 71 today.
Oh, he's getting up there now.
Of course, a native of Great Bend, Kansas.
Great Bend. Wow.
And now he's one of our longtime U.S. senators.
Yes, sir.
He's our senior senator.
Yes, he is. And who was there before? The Pat Roberts before that? Or were they at the same time,
well,
I think?
Well, Pat Roberts was our senior senator until he retired.
All right. That's quite a tradition there. You're going back to a guy named Bob Dole around that time, too, before that. All right. Happy birthday to Senator Jerry Moran. Okay. Just wanted to mention that yesterday I had the opportunity to meet with and to interview the new Wichita Festival CEO, Brianna Monk.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
She's only been here like 4 months, although she returned here from New Jersey where she was working, and she had been here before that. So she's got a long history, pretty good history with Wichita Festivals. And we had a good interview, a lot of information I thought was good information. She brought along with her Windwagon Smith number 51, Alan Howarder. I mispronounced his name about a dozen times. Alan is a local CPA, and he is Windwagon Smith this year. He gets he's the boss of all the volunteers. Not the boss, but kind of the representative of the volunteers. He has been volunteering since 1980. He said,
"Oh my!"
And they've got like count about seven. I think he said 7,000 volunteers.
Oh, it's insane! Yeah,
yeah. Every year, putting on this
That's
great
the only
big
way that
party
thing gets done is because of the volunteers.
For the 9 days, putting on a great big party. So I got to interview. He got to be on the radio too. That'll all be the interview's on at 8 o'clock Sunday morning here on KNSS, the issue show, which we've been doing for several years, right?
Well, good. That'll be good information this weekend.
7:36 here. We did have news this morning that Joann Fabrics is finally going to close all their stores. And it's been around a while. And my wife, Shelly's one who's into crafts, not a lot of arts and crafts. She used to sew quite a bit, and she makes little things. In fact, when our son was born, she made some of his clothes for him, little overalls and whatnot. She was a big fan of Joann. She would be in there getting something all the time. So she's gonna be sad for her. She won't have Joann's anymore. But sometime maybe this weekend she can get a good bargain on something over there because they're selling a lot of stuff. 7:37, Stephen Ted of the morning.
So did you glean any great information out of your Riverfest interview? Anything good we have coming up?
It's pretty much the same as we have in the past. Just, you know, the food court, by the way, is going to be open. You don't have to have a button for the food court.
Okay.
From, I think she said 11 to 1 or something like that. When we went down there several years ago, I don't know what we ate, but we went to the food court. That's going to be open as usual, and a lot of the usual stuff going
Somebody
on.
Somebody told me that they've gone away with the tickets at the food court, that they've gone.
Yep, that is indeed
you
correct.
You actually pay for it pretty much with your card now.
You have a card.
Yep.
And she said if you have cash, they can convert that into a card for you somehow.
Into a prepaid debit card or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. It's also money.
So you don't have to go and get, I want a hot dog. How many tickets do I need? And I want a drink. How many tickets do I need? So they've done away with all that.
How about that? All right. A Michigan couple celebrated their wedding anniversary by sitting down together to scratch off a lottery ticket.
Okay.
Uncovering a $2 million win.
Whoa!
Well, happy anniversary, huh? 44-year-old Oakland County woman told Michigan lottery officials the romantic day began with the purchase of a diamonds and gold scratch-off ticket from Opdyke Featherstone Mobile in Auburn Hills, Michigan. That's pretty romantic. Sit down with your loved one and win $2 million.
Go into the mobile store and get yourself a winning ticket.
Yeah. You got an email. An email from one of our listeners.
Yeah.
Gary. He says, please send me the best places to get a burger or a cheeseburger in the local area. I heard Seneca and Pawnee, but the place moved south. Please send the details. I love the banter and the place to avoid in Lawrence. Anyway, thank you, Gary, for listening. What did we say moved south? Was that Calvin's, Jed? I think it was Calvin's.
Yeah, it had actually been up closer to, say,
Harry Street.
It moved south to Pawnee and Seneca. Yeah.
So we did a whole deal on that yesterday, talking about hamburgers. You know, the one thing I didn't mention was Jack's North High carryout, which is now
it's not there anymore.
Donut shop. But for years they put out, I thought, a really, really nice little cheeseburger.
Oh, I loved going there.
I would always
be very sad when
they were right in the neighborhood.
Not a hamburger place anymore.
You knew the lady behind the counter, and you know, I'd go in there and I'd get burgers for my wife and kids, and I'd always get a couple of chili cheeseburgers. And they were good.
Oh, that old grill had been there since the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you got history, tradition.
Yeah.
That's all gone.
It's all gone. That's a. It's a donut.
Our friend Teresa Veazey down at the city of Wichita, she texted me yesterday and wanted to mention Sport Burger at right there, kind of at First and Hillside.
That place really is good.
Yeah. You know who was talking about?
I wish they had a better setup.
Yeah.
And you get in line there and you wait for at least 20 minutes to get your burger.
And I kind of wish the hours were more.
And the hours are wonky,
because
too.
Yeah. It seems like every time I drive by it, it's not open.
Yeah. I wish they had a better setup.
Well, it creates a demand.
I guess.
It makes your mouth water when you drive by thinking, I can't have it.
You drive by and say, oh, it's closed.
Yeah. It's kind of like that really nice looking girl in school that wouldn't have anything to do with you. But still. You never mind. Where am I going with this? To determine where people are spending the greatest percentage of their earnings on health care, WalletHub analyzed the prices of 5 key health care components in each of the 50 states, then added those costs together and compared them to the median household income. The lowest percentage of income spent goes to Maryland, 9.03%. Just 9%. That's pretty good. And the most expensive, Mississippi, 18.5% of the income spent on healthcare.
Ooch.
Kansas comes in pretty high, number 10, with 14.77%. So our healthcare costs, according to WalletHub, comparatively high here in Kansas. All right. What else you got going on, Thane? Anything, Ted? You haven't been to a ball game, have you? We got the River Festival starting tomorrow, and we'll have We'll talk about that, of course, wouldn't it?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When it's time to go, but there you go. It's that time of the year. Yes, we had a good interview, and it'll be, like I said, it'll be on the air 8 o'clock on Sunday morning on the Issue Show. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update.
Yes.
Kirk Semenoff. A look at Kansas home insurance costs.
Ooh.
Make you feel poor this morning.
Yeah.
That's with Kirk Semenoff coming up. Wichita Business Journal update with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.